Willy Waga first came to Australia on a merchant ship in the early 1970s. He liked what he saw so much, he returned to stay in the late 1970s with his months-old son and young wife, bidding his native Iceland goodbye. He has spent the last 18 years coaching football at a Sydney school, and for the past 2 years has been coaching his granddaughter's Maroubra Pythons team. Mr. Waga says football has become a way of life, but he has found a preference when it comes to coaching.
I love it. I really enjoy coaching kids, and my previous job was coaching semi-professional men, and having to deal with prima donnas and, you know, guys that thought they were better than they were and all that. It's just a different job, really. I just love coaching. I love seeing kids, being uncoordinated at the start of it and then become really good athletes.
It is no surprise to find when Iceland reached the last eight teams in the 2016 Euro competition, Mr. Waga returned to his homeland with his son and his family to be part of the fun.
Never in my wildest dreams did I expect Iceland to qualify for the Euros or for the World Cup. And in fact, the Euros 2 years ago, we went to Iceland, him and his wife and the kids and myself. And we went to Iceland. We wanted to be in Iceland and be part of the sort of excitement and all that sort of thing. It was crazy. Absolutely crazy. And people that hate football over there, they couldn't help but watch it. You know, it just dragged everybody in.
Now Iceland is in its first World Cup. He has been teaching his granddaughter's team the famous Viking clap. It is the Icelandic victory song that has become popular in Australia and around the world for any sporting team with Viking links. It includes such teams as the Canberra Raiders in the National Rugby League or the Minnesota Vikings in the United States National Football League. Dawn Green is the manager for Mr. Waga's granddaughter's team. She and player Ava Saunders say he shows no favouritism despite having a family member playing on the team.
Treats them all the same. Very, 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 very well. He splits it equally. He has them all playing different positions. No favouritism.
He helps us a lot and he's just really chill back and just plays a lot of games with us. So he's not crazy, not very strict, but it's good.
Within an hour of the World Cup tickets going on sale, Willy Waga and his son Alexander had bought tickets for all three of Iceland's group games and one semi-final. It'll be an experience the 69-year-old football fanatic would not miss for anything. And with a population of just over 330,000 in his homeland, he says every Icelander will feel very connected to the journey.
Virtually everybody knows a brother or a player that plays for Iceland or whatever. So it's all, you know, it's all possible. And ideally, if they got to a semi-final, their opponent would be Australia. And then I couldn't lose.
Iceland has already made history by becoming the smallest ever country by population to reach a World Cup finals. It will not be easy against Argentina, Nigeria or Croatia in the group phase. But whatever happens, Mr. Waga and his son will be going along for the ride.